Time for another Doc Talk here on Q92 with Johnson Memorial Health Services. And this morning we have Amanda Parity, a nurse practitioner, on the phone with us. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you loving this fall weather?
I do. Fall is my favorite time of year. So I like the sweatshirt weather, though windy days aren't exactly the favorite. So
bad hair day when it's windy, I bet.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you if that's your favorite season, and you answered that, so.
Yep.
Yeah, the trees.
All the fall colors are very pretty.
Yeah, for sure. So, Amanda, thanks for coming on Doc Talk this morning. What are we going to talk about this morning?
Yeah, I thought that we would talk about breast cancer awareness, since October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Okay. Yeah, well, you see a lot of pink around during the month of October.
Yes, definitely wearing a lot of pink. We just got some new clothes in for us here too, of course with our JMHS emblem, that a lot of pink. So
yeah,
a lot of.
Do you know the background when this started? Do you know the background of why pink? Or
I'm honestly not sure. I think just, you know, pink being more of a female thing, which actually one thing I was going to mention was that breast cancer is something that we need to be very aware of for men too, but of course predominantly a female issue, so that's my assumption.
Okay. All right. So what do you have for us this morning then?
Before I forget about the men, men of course can also get breast cancer as well. We have no specific guidelines for men to do any kind of screening, so usually would be just a primary thing for a guy, if he notices that there's some kind of weird lump in that chest area, to come on in and get it checked out.
Mm.
As far as women, we usually start screenings with mammograms at the age of 40.
We do
them once a year. A couple years ago, we got a 3D machine instead of 2D. So 3D has a better, clearer image, which helps us to not have like false positive findings. With the 2Ds, we had more people come back to do further imaging that ended up being nothing worrisome.
Mm-hmm.
So the 3D images are a lot better at being more accurate of when we should have patients come back to do that further imaging with, like, either an ultrasound or what's called a diagnostic mammogram. It's usually around the age of 55, sometimes older. Women have the option of decreasing the mammograms to every 2 years, but they can keep doing every year if they want as well.
Okay.
Patients that have a first-degree relative with breast cancer, so like a sister or a parent, they would start breast cancer screening possibly even before the age of 40. We usually subtract 10 years off of the age of their relative being diagnosed. So, for example, if their mom found a breast cancer at 40 doing that very first mammogram, then daughters would start doing mammograms at the age of 30.
Yeah, it's very hereditary, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of them definitely are. Although, it seems to be there's quite a few that aren't. One of our education nurses here has actually put together quite a bit of educational stuff for us. Big thing with it is that you always want to catch it really early. The other amazing statistic is that the 5-year survival rate of, like, first being diagnosed within the next 5 years, if it is caught early, 98% of those women are going to for sure make it past 5 years.
Okay.
So very, very important of catching it early, being able to get those cancerous areas removed. We send it in for pathology, for all the different tests that they do for categorizing the different breast cancers, so that oncology can come up with a good treatment plan to try to keep it from growing, coming back, that type of deal.
Have we come a long ways with the, we're getting the word out more than we've ever have, I think, but technology-wise, have we come a long ways in the medicine part of, treating breast cancer and stuff?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of it goes back to catching it early. As far as treatment options, a lot of times catching it early, they can have what's called a lumpectomy, where they just take out a section of the breast versus needing to do complete mastectomies.
Mm-hmm.
Some patients, if they have a lot of family history of breast cancer, will elect to to do a total mastectomy so that they don't necessarily have to worry about a breast cancer coming back in the future. It just decreases that risk, but definitely something that patients are able to discuss with their surgical team of what type of cancer they have. You know, is it in their best interest to get rid of the entire breast versus these lumpectomies being options?
Okay, all right. Anything else you want to talk about this morning on Doc Talk then, Amanda, or we cover it?
I think that pretty well covers it. I mean, really main thing is for women to get in at that age of 40, start those mammograms, men to be very aware of, you know, coming on in to get any kind of lump checked out. Something I just thought of, several years ago I had gone to a conference up in the cities and there was a presentation about breast cancer screenings, and that speaker had talked about doing a monthly check, looking in the mirror. So this is something that men could do as well. So basically just looking to see, like, does your chest look any different than what it does normally? Examples would be like a nipple being inverted that normally isn't, or a texture change. So it would look like the outside of an orange, kind of that lumpy, bumpy orange peel look.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If there's a section of your skin that has that appearance, or puckering in, like things that look different than your normal are all things that we would want to get checked out.
Okay. All right, real good, Amanda. Well, thanks for filling us in. Some good information there during Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October. So thank you.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, I should mention, how can people get a hold of you at Johns Memorial Health Service if they have questions about what we just talked about?
Yeah, go ahead and give our main office a call, 320-769-4323.
All right, real good. Thanks, Amanda. We'll talk to you next time then.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, Amanda Parody, nurse practitioner over at Johns Memorial Health Services, and this has been another Doc Talk here on Q92.